What makes it a child?
Okay. Well, here's the argument I would make. It'll take like 30 seconds to lay it out, and then you can give me a response. If you look at everybody standing around here, I see lots of, 16 to 40-year-old, 50-year-old people standing around, right? If you look at all of those people and maybe take all the students enrolled at UTSA, it's about 30,000 people.
Right.
Okay, would you agree with me that they all deserve equal treatment?
Yeah.
Okay, at least in the basic right to life, right?
Well, and then, yes, in a number
and of freedom.
Strive for, yes.
Okay, so we agree that all these people standing around deserve equal treatment. And I think if they deserve equal treatment, there must be something about them that's actually the same. And so what I would ask you is, what is the same about all of us that demands that we treat each other equally?
They're self-sustaining, independent organisms.
And organisms of a certain...
recognized as part of this society, where this society has determined that we will extend these rights.
Okay, and so would you say any self-sustaining organism, including dogs and cows and gorillas, should be treated equally to humans?
No, because we as a society don't do that.
So you mean that they're all human organisms, is that correct?
Self-sustaining human people, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it's the same.
Fully gestated, self-sustaining, yes, I'll go there.
So for you, it's the fact that they're self-sustaining?
For the most part, yes.
Okay, so self-sustaining humans is the thing we all have the same.
Yes, for the most part. To an accepted social level, yes.
And I think the difficulty that I have with that view is that we're not all self-sustaining to the same degree. Some of us are very self-sustaining. Others of us are very dependent. Some of us are disabled, and we can't get around without someone helping us. Some of us are very independently walking around, and we can run faster than anybody else. It seems to me that if that's the thing we all have the same, we're not very much the same in that way.
We've passed a line that we as a society have agreed upon. Yes, I do think we do. If I am in a terrible car accident and I lose brain function and I am sustained entirely on, for me personally, because this is a personal choice, and I am sustained entirely by medical science with no brain function, and I don't consider myself having a right to life. I understand that my family may want that, but go ahead and pull the plug.
Yeah, and that might be a case of you're no longer there, or you're no longer alive.
I don't believe that those few cells are there in any other capacity, except they potentially will become. They will gain consciousness as they grow.
But if consciousness is the thing that makes us all the same, we have all sorts of different levels of consciousness, and that means we should all, if that's the thing that grounds our rights, we should all have different levels of rights. We should have different levels of the right to life and different levels of the right to freedom and liberty, and that would mean some people could oppress other people.
It's a fact of life right now, because ideally we could save everybody. We could put people with terribly degenerative diseases would get the access to expensive medications and everything else that they need to sustain their life, and we simply cannot afford to. That's a valid goal.
But my point is that
we as a society have to make lines, because we can't do everything. Do I think it's a valid goal? Good. Kudos to you. I have no problem with that. But as a society, no, we don't. That's not a valid choice. And I don't believe that I should feel guilty or wrong. I personally, I don't think that there is, I don't think that I will convince you. I don't think that you will convince me. I'm open to hearing what you have to say, but I know that you've made your decisions, that it is life from the moment the sperm and the ovum meet.
Yeah, I actually think that I could be mistaken, and it would actually help me a lot if you could give me evidence that I am mistaken, because then I could stop doing this and I could do something something else. I'm sorry?
I was just talking to someone over there.
Yeah, so I still, though, would need, a reason. I guess I still see there's a problem out there to be explained, and that is, why do we believe in equal treatment? There's nothing about us that's the same.
That is entirely based on our society. If you go to a variety of other societies, they do not believe in equal treatment.
You believe that women's rights, like the right of women to be treated equally to men, is just based on society?
Have you been around the world?
No, I think those other societies that oppress women are mistaken. in a big way about a very important thing.
Exactly. I mean, I'm good with that.
We agree that they're mistaken?
Well, let me put it this way. Depends on which rights you're talking about.
Let's talk about the right to life.
Sure. Between men and women, I don't see a particular distinction why one woman should, a woman, based on sex, there's a need to distinguish whether an adult should be alive or dead.
And what I think is really cool about our discussion right now is that a minute ago, I misunderstood you. And I thought you were saying that all rights are just culturally constructed, which would mean that societies that say that it's virtuous to oppress women are actually correct about it. But it sounds to me like we actually do believe that there are real certain rights that are real, that if a society disagrees with them, they're mistaken about it. But maybe you can clarify.
I believe we're mistaken. You don't believe that your ideas and your opinions are framed in any way by the culture that you grew up in?
No, I believe that the culture transmits certain kinds of ideas to me, but I think it would be hard for them to transmit certain ideas to me if I didn't already believe them in some sense, have them inside of me, for example, in a conscience or in... it'd be hard to teach someone that it's wrong to hurt someone else if you didn't already have some seed or kernel of that inside of you. So I think what a culture does is it helps you to grasp that thing that is true. Similar to 2 + 2 = 4, I don't think you could understand that if you didn't already have the truth somewhere inside of you to understand it.
See, then we disagree on that, because culture is about building humans. It's building more people to be in my culture, in my society. So if I were to take someone from a completely different social background, that's why they have, there's different cultural norms. I
totally agree with you that people, that cultures grow up differently, that people, yeah. We'll let you talk in just a moment. I agree with you, though, that cultures, that people grow up differently in different cultures. That's like a fact.
Their sense of the rights that are extended within their society, the decisions that they make, depending on what you eat, don't eat, other choices that you make, mutilation, whatever else, are entirely cultural based. And I'm asking you whether you would agree that some of your perceptions, and what you're saying is that while there is some culture, you have deep-seated perceptions that are just the core of all humanity.
Well, I think there are certain objective truths about what's right and wrong, for example, and how people should treat women, or how we should treat each other, men or women, or different races. I think there is objective truth about that, and we could be more or less mistaken, depending on how we line up with that standard.
But are they a fundamental truth, or are they simply for the benefit of society?
Well,
because social pressure is to continue the species, regardless of whether we have self-consciousness, we believe we do, et cetera, but there are some pressures that form the choices we make as a society. It's irresponsible to when we don't know, go with a romantic view that hurts and impacts society in such negative ways, especially one particular gender. Because it really does, you know. And there's a lot of support. I'm not against hearing what you have to say. I've learned quite a number of new things. I know these gentlemen would like to speak. My main question was, I wanted to know, it's okay. I just wanted to know more about your definition, besides the fact that Mueller said that the original cells are a unique organism. I don't know how that equates with being a child.
Yeah, and I think what I was doing when I quoted Ove Huley and Mueller was just trying to get a baseline of common ground. Mm-hmm. Most people that I talk to will agree that the unborn from fertilization, I won't say most, a lot of people will agree that from fertilization the unborn is an organism in the sense that you're an organism and I am. But that doesn't necessarily equate with being a child, as you're saying.
I would not say that it's an organism, because it doesn't have enough cells to be an organism yet. It will become an organism.
Okay, and so you have to have some kind of like developed organs or something to be an organism?
Well, it goes cells, organs, organism. So multiple organs functioning together in a complete holistic unit.
Yeah.
So a couple of cells are not that. They have unique chromosomes, so as they develop, they will become an organism that is a unique organism. They happen to have a human biology. They will be a unique human organism. But they are not, when they're a couple of cells, I don't believe they are. They have their own functioning in utero.
So if those couple of cells become organs and become an organism, how do those couple of cells know how to do that if they're not already an organism developing the organs out of their internal identity?
Through the environment, the chemical hormones, and all the other...
The mother's body actually tells it to be an organism after a while?
No, you can do it artificially, too. I mean, I could take a stem cell out of your bone marrow, and it can be differentiated into any... But that's what a stem cell is. It's a cell that is not yet differentiated.
Well, there are totally...
A couple of cells, they must become liver cells, neuron cells, epithelial cells, all the other different muscle cells.
And they become a whole organism?
Do a stem cell, yes.
Well, certain stem cells, I think for clarity, certain stem cells early in the process, the two-cell conceptus there, both of those cells, I think many scientists believe that if you separate them, they are totipotent, meaning they can become a whole organism.
It's a complex system that has to do, that's why so many pregnancies fail all on their own before a woman even knows she's pregnant. It's very complex.
How does the one-celled zygote or the two-celled conceptus that has two totipotent cells in it, how do they know to do that?
Courses and courses on biochemistry and cell physiology.
And my challenge to all of us would be, if we look at... Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.